From the CNN.com headquarters in Atlanta, I'm Reggie Yakee. Here's what's happening now in the news. A, quote, corruption crime spree. Those are the words from a U.S. attorney in the Illinois governor corruption case. Last hour, the federal prosecutor went through a laundry list of evidence against Illinois Governor Rob Blagojevich. The feds say he and his chief of staff conspired to sell or trade Barack Obama's vacant U.S. Senate seat. They have a court appearance scheduled for later this afternoon. Idaho Senator Larry Craig has lost his latest attempt to withdraw his guilty plea in connection with that airport sex sting. A Minnesota court panel rejected that bid today. Craig was arrested in June of 2007 in a Minneapolis airport bathroom stall after an undercover officer said that Craig solicited sex. He originally pled guilty and paid a fine, but he changed his mind after his arrest became public. A fourth day of riots between protesters and Greek police outside the capital city's parliament. The demonstrations followed Saturday's fatal shooting of a teenager by a police officer. That 15-year-old boy was laid to rest today in Athens. Our eye reporters captured some of the events as they unfolded. This one was sent in from Athens. The government is vowing to hold those involved in the violence accountable. More political pressure on Zimbabwe today as President Bush calls for Zimbabwe's President Robert Mugabe to step down. The country, once known as Africa's breadbasket, is in the middle of a humanitarian and political crisis. Mugabe has led the country since its independence in 1980, and a chorus of international leaders are calling on him to step down. A cholera outbreak there has taken 600 lives and infected thousands. The World Health Organization says it could get worse from here. By 2010, cancer will be the world's number one killer, beating out heart disease. That's according to the World Health Organization. It says rising tobacco use in countries like China and India and better diagnosing of the disease are probably the reasons why. Cancer deaths could reach 7 million this year alone. And by 2030, new cancer deaths could rise to 17 million. Those are your headlines right now. Please stick with us here at CNN for more on these stories and the other news of the day.